message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Amen. It's the first day of SPB. Praise the Lord. Special prayer banquet. And we're going to be looking at wonders of God's presence. And I'm privileged to take the part one of wonders of God's presence. Praise the Lord. It is my pleasure to welcome you once again to the new month of August. Our God is a great God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's something special about the month of August. August is the month that brings about welcoming of guests. Like people will say, August visitor. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Tonight, God will be your guest this month in Jesus' name. Don't forget, we are looking at wonders of God's presence. Our God is a great God and is the God of the universe. One major thing that can make a difference in someone's life is divine presence. One thing that can make difference in a Christian life is God's presence. And that is what we are looking at tonight. Quickly, we're going to look at what is divine presence. What is divine presence? This is the tangible, auspicious touch, feeling, and availability of God's abiding power in a person's life. I'll take that again. This is the tangible, auspicious touch, feeling, and availability of God's abiding power in a person's life. The presence of God always makes the difference in a believer's life and destiny. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to make an example that we can relate with. You see, when you have the presence of God, you have confidence. You have this belief that you cannot fail. You have this hope. Praise the Lord. You have this favor within you. Amen. I'd like to give an example. There was a day at a church office, and I actually wanted to use an example that you can actually relate with. Demola was upstairs, and he was actually doing his duty, and Darimi came, and when he came, he wanted to enter Papa's office, and Demola stopped him and shouted at him that, "What are you looking for? I've told you not to come around here again." And the guy was jittery, was scared. And I saw it all over him. And I felt for him. I said, Demola, what day are you now? And coincidentally, Papa was coming out. And as he was coming out, when he saw Papa, he actually, as in, the confidence came. Praise the Lord. I saw it on his face that, yes. I mean, somebody is there. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Somebody's presence is there. Okay, shout. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, when you have God's presence, when you have God's backing, when you have God's presence around you, you have this confidence inside of you. Praise the Lord. You have this assurance and hope. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God's presence brings about confidence. It brings about an assurance. It brings about a self-belief that you cannot fail. And you will not fail in Jesus' name. I say you will not fail in Jesus' name. Quickly, I would like us to... Okay, before I go into that, I would also like to give us Another example of David. David knew the importance of divine presence. When we open our Bible to the book of Psalm chapter 51, verse 11. It says, cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Praise the Lord. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Praise the Lord. David knew the importance of God's presence. And he was so bold to announce and to profess. He said, cast not away God's presence from me. He knew that when he has no access to God's presence, then he's nothing. Praise God. Without God's presence in his service, it's just like any other service. Praise the Lord. What makes a difference in every service is God's presence. And God is here. Tell your neighbor, say, God is here. Say it again. Say, God is here. Many believers are completely ignorant of the power of God's presence. And quickly, we're going to be looking at things to note about God's presence. Things to note about God's presence. Number one, things to note about God's presence. It is better to possess the presence of God than to be rich. Praise the Lord. And somebody will say, how? You know, we heard during the, it was just yesterday or Sunday, that money answered all things. You know, when you have money, it's like you have the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, money, the presence of God is better than riches. You know, some believe that when they have enough money to buy security to their house, then their house is secured. Praise the Lord. But many times it has been proven wrong. Praise the Lord. There used to be a house in my community there. There's this rich man, very rich, very rich. As in that community, I mean, everybody know him as a rich man. And he has dogs, many kind of dogs. Name it Rottweiler. I don't actually know dogs, but Rottweilers, Cochessians, and Ascensians like that. And he has it. But when these guys will come this very day, they gave the dog a sleeping pill. I don't know how they did it. The dog slept off. Praise the Lord. And they gained entrance and they did whatever they wanted to do. So Yoruba will say, Ojutiowo. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is better to possess the presence of God than to be rich. Number two, things to note about God's presence. It is more valuable than certificates. God's presence is more valuable than certificates. It is good to obtain, to go for certificate as high as you can. It's good. But don't let your confidence be on your papers, on your certificates. Nigeria economy has proved it also wrong. Praise the Lord. Maybe if it were in some other country, maybe your certificate can bail you out. You know, 100, maybe 98% in some developed country, your certificate will bail you out. But here in Nigeria, I don't think it's the same. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to say much about it, but God's presence is more valuable than certificate. Number three, the presence of God is the gateway to spiritual revival. The presence of God is the gateway to spiritual revival. If you are craving for spiritual revival, then you have to ask for God's presence. And number four, things to note about God's presence. This was what Adam and Eve lost that affected 10. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, God among the trees of the garden. Praise the Lord. Because they have sinned, they missed God's presence. Even when God came visiting, they went to hide. Praise the Lord. So Adam and Eve missed it. They lost God's presence because of sin. And I wrote here, I said, the presence of God does not abhor iniquity. The presence of God does not abhor iniquity. Maybe you have felt that you have God's presence and you are still abhorring iniquity. The Bible says that can we continue in sin and want the grace of God to remain? Praise the Lord. So immediately you go into sin, immediately you go into iniquity, the presence of God separates himself from such person. Praise the Lord. So don't deceive yourself that, okay, maybe an atmosphere, you are sinning and you create an atmosphere, you deceive yourself that the presence of God is still here. Always have it in your mind that immediately you go into sin, he separates himself from you. Praise the Lord. So the presence of God does not abhor iniquity. And number five, things to note about God's presence. Joseph had no qualification than divine presence. Joseph had no qualification than divine presence. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. Genesis chapter 39 verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptians. You know, he's a slave. Okay, let's call it more understanding language. He's an houseboy. Praise the Lord. Joseph was an houseboy. And yet, the Bible says that he was prosperous in his master's house. Then you now imagine, what's the secret of his prosperity? Why is an houseboy? Praise the Lord. You know, in such a case, you know, I'm looking at it like the master is even scared of the houseboy. Because he actually owns the house. He owns the house. He owns the properties and everything. But yet, he felt something that this boy carries, something that is more than physical things. He felt it, and that is why he handed over his house into his hand. Praise the Lord. You know, it's just like, let me use, okay, the examples that we know. Dangote handing over his wealth, his property, to somebody that does not, as in looking at the person does not know anything about business. He does not know anything about business. And Dangote is handing over all the properties into the person's hand. Automatically, with time, the business will crumble. Praise the Lord. You know, for Joseph's master to have handed over his house to Joseph, then he must have seen something that his properties are secured. Praise the Lord. That his businesses is going to do well. He's even doing well already. And that is why he was convinced to hand over everything to Joseph. And I pray that tonight we will catch God's presence in Jesus' name. Quickly, I'd like us to look at the price for God's presence. The price for God's presence. Very paramount and something that we cannot do away. price of God's presence is prayers. Only the prayerful can access the presence of God. Only the prayerful can access the presence of God. And we're going to see that now. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 7 says that, pray without ceasing. You know, every word that is written in the scripture is written by God. And for God to have written as short as that verse is, pray without ceasing. I think it's the shortest verse in the Bible, but it carries... Is it the shortest? No. Okay. But it carries a lot of power. Pray without ceasing. It has a lot of message. Praise God. God will always visit the prayerful and bless them. Prayer attracts God's presence and attention. Prayer attracts God's presence and attention. And we can see that in the life of Daniel. Daniel never lacked God's presence. Daniel never lacked God's presence because he was a prayerful man. Let's open our Bible to the book of Daniel, chapter 6. Daniel, chapter 6. I'll be reading verse 10, but before verse 10, let me read verse 3. Verse 3 of Daniel, chapter 6. It says that, then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Praise the Lord. An excellent spirit was in him. That is God's presence. Praise God. Daniel carried God's presence. And the king can pick it from him that he carries God's presence. And when you look at the later part of verse 3, it says that, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. It's just like a country, Nigeria. And, let's use Sister Bide Minyao, the new HOD for protocol that is ushering now. And there's a letter from the new governor that they've seen her doing well in his job, and they want her to come and put the same experience and the same spirit that she carries in the government house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Or you think it's not possible? Yeah, referrer. Somebody can just come in and just, excellent work. I will recommend you. Praise the Lord. The same thing happened to Daniel here. And the king was thinking of handing the whole country to his end. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because Daniel carries God's presence. And I will be reading verse 4. And before I take verse 4, you know, there are some group of spoilers. The Yoruba will say Baseje. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 said, then the president and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Praise the Lord. The king was pleased with him, and he wanted to bless him because he carries God's presence. But some spoilers came around. They wanted to spoil his chances. Praise the Lord. And let's quickly just go to verse 10. Verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. The spoilers they've gone ahead to confuse the king. They confuse him. They convince him to change his decision about Daniel. Praise the Lord. And they told the king that the king should make a law, and the law should be nobody should pray, because they knew that that is the way they can actually, victimize Daniel. So they wanted to take God's presence away from him. But this is a smart person. Hallelujah. Says Daniel is a smart person. Then ask yourself, are you smart? Praise God. So Daniel was smart. And in verse 10, he said, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew that the writing had been signed. He knew that it is a law, just like it has been passed. The Senate has sat, they decided on it, and the president has signed, and it has gone into law. He knew. And yet he went into his house, and his windows being open. He did another funny thing. He opened his window. He didn't hide, because aforetimes, as in before that very time, that is the way he prayed. He opened his window down. So he went ahead and did same. Opened his chambers towards Jerusalem. I think Jerusalem should be where they could see him very well. Praise the Lord. And he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. This is Daniel. Praise God. You must have a consistent prayer life, just like Daniel. If you have not planned to pray, you have planned to fail. Praise God. If you have not planned to pray, you have planned to fail. You know, many times, when we wake up late, praise the Lord, we permutate our prayer in such that we conclude that God understand. God can see the time is gone. Praise the Lord. And we just dash off to work. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you might be lucky. Everything just go on well, you know, because of grace and so on like that. But it is very important that we pray before we dash out of our house. And that prepares our way, and that makes us to carry God's presence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I pray that you will not fail in Jesus' name. I pray that you will not fail in Jesus' name. Quickly, let us look at how we could plan our prayers. We've just mentioned that you can carry God's presence through prayer. So let us look at how we can plan our prayer. You can have a morning devotion. And if you're going to have a morning devotion, then it means that you have to plan your time such that you have enough time to pray to God. If your desire is to carry God's presence, if your desire is that God should go with you, then you need to plan your prayers. Praise the Lord. Then you can also pray midday. You can also pray midday. That is the midday prayer. Then you can also pray in the evening. And I quote 8, prayer banquet. Hallelujah. Automatically, evening prayer is prayer banquet. Praise the Lord. And we also have the night prayer. And you know, that is why, yes, maybe you cannot do very well in night prayer. There is night of empowerment. You can use the night of empowerment to not as a failure of other nights, but the night of empowerment is a corporate night where you could come and pray. Praise the Lord. And I was asking myself, you know, there was a time, senior pastor said that you should tithe your prayers, as in your day, that you should tithe your day. That is 2 hours 40 minutes. That is in 24 hours. You have 2 hours, 40 minutes. And I know that the question will be, is it possible? 2 hours, 40 minutes in a day. Hallelujah. But by the time you do this planned prayer, you would have covered 2 hours, 40 minutes in a day. Praise the Lord. I want to ask, do you think that it is possible to tithe our day? Yeah. So, with this plan, it is possible that we'll tithe our day and we'll pray for 2 hours, 40 minutes. Praise the Lord. As we engage in this fast, I see God blessing you greatly. In Jesus' name. I see God blessing you in Jesus' name. It is a prayer night. We're going to pray in a moment. But I'd like us to bow down our heads. If your desire is God's presence and you have not given your life to Christ, it is another opportunity for you to hand over your life to Christ so that you can have it in exchange for God's presence. Tonight, if you want to give your life to Christ, you feel that you are not in right standing with God, and you want to rededicate your life to God, I would like you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be in your house and having your word. Hearing your word stirred my craving for your presence. Lord, you are welcome into this temple. Take charge of my life. Wash me clean and accept me. Praise the Lord. If you have said this, you are born again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we rise up on our feet as we take this following prayer? Let's rise up on our feet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is a prayer night. You know, we are fasting, and it is fasting and prayers. I have 7 prayers here. I'm going to pray this prayer, and I would like us to pray it fervently. First, I'd like us to thank God for the word that we've heard tonight. We've just heard about God's presence. I'd like us to go ahead as we begin to thank Him tonight for His presence. Let us appreciate Him. Let us thank Him for His word that we've heard tonight. Let us thank Him. Let us thank Him. Let us appreciate Him. Let us exalt Him for His word that we've heard tonight. Let us thank Him for His word. The Bible says that the entrance of God's word giveth life. And I know that God's life is in you tonight. I would like you to begin to thank Him for His word in your life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I would like you to thank God for His word in your life tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' precious mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to pray. We're going to say, oh Lord, grant me access to your divine presence in Jesus' name. Let us go ahead as we begin to pray for access to God's divine presence. We've just learned Joseph had the same access of God's presence because he carries God's presence. His master handed over its property to him. Let us go ahead as we begin to pray for God's presence. Let us go ahead as we begin to pray that God Almighty will grant us access to His presence tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, His presence makes difference in Christian life. If you are called Christian and you don't have God's presence, there's no way you can make a difference from any other body outside there. And that is why tonight I would like you to pray that God Almighty will grant you access to His presence in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God, we ask and God will pray tonight that, Lord God, you will grant us access to your divine presence in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, you will grant us access to your divine presence in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we ask and God will pray for access to your divine presence in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' precious mighty name, we have prayed. I know we are fasting, but I'd like us to step up our prayers. And we're still going to say, oh Lord. Say, oh Lord. I will never lose
your presence in Jesus' name. Go ahead as you begin to pray. Adam and Eve lost God's presence and they paid dearly for it. Tonight, I would like us to begin to pray that we will not lose God's presence in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The book of Romans chapter 8 says that what shall separate us from the love of God? And the concluding part says that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, from the presence of God. I'd like us to begin to pray that nothing will separate us in the name of Jesus. Nothing will make us to lose God's presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Rikabalato Zekendele Iglia, Rabababa Lekandele Igligebo Shakata, Rimbrodo Inkazegelebo Kozek Iglia. Father Lord God, we ask and God will pray. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we read in our scripture that Adam and Eve lost your presence. Lord, we don't want to be a victim. And Lord God, we'll pray tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that we will not lose your divine presence. In the name of Jesus, nothing will make us to lose your divine presence. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Father Lord God, we pray that we will never lose your presence. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I'd like us to pray and I'd like us to take this song. Then we'll take the next prayer. I'm actually taking this song so that we can pray. Say, Satan, come on for a road. I carry Holy Ghost. I know get break. Oh. I go jammy, you go die. Satan, come on for a road. I carry Holy Ghost. I know get break. Oh. I go jammy, you go die. Satan, come on for a road. I carry Holy Ghost. I know get break. Oh. I go jammy, you go die. Oh, I go jammy, you go die. I go jammy, you go die. Come on for a road. I carry Holy Ghost. I know God break code. We're going to pray. He's going to say, I will progress. Say, I will progress via God's presence. Turn it into prayer. Turn it into prayer tonight. I will progress via God's presence in the mighty name of Jesus. We've just sang a song that will carry Holy Ghost. And when Satan sees the Holy Ghost, he leaves the road. In the name of Jesus, Father Lord God, I ask and God will pray tonight that I will progress via God's presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I will progress in all ramifications of life via God's presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Just like God's presence made way for Joseph, it made way for Daniel. I ask and God, I pray that Lord God, even as I carry your presence, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I will progress. I will progress in the mighty name of Jesus. Every barrier, every obstacle on my way is bulldozed in the name of Jesus because I carry God's presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, every obstacle, every hindrance to my progress is bulldozed. In the name of Jesus, 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 in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, this month of August, God's presence will lead me aright. Prayers in the name of Jesus. In this month of August, God will go before us in the mighty name of Jesus. Moses told God, he said, if you are not going with us, we aren't going anywhere. We're going to pray tonight that God Almighty will lead us in this month in the name of Jesus. That God Almighty will go before us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In this journey of August, God will go with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, God's presence will go with us. In the name of Jesus, it will lead us. In the name of Jesus, God's presence will lead us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will not go astray. In the name of Jesus, God's presence will lead us aright. in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, His presence make way. Pray tonight that God's presence will go before you in this month of August. There shall not be mistakes in this month of August. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every errors. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every mistakes. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you will go before us in this month of August. And Lord, you will lead us aright. In the name of Jesus, 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 in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, visit my life with your power and glory. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Pray for God's visitation. Tonight, pray for God's visitation, that God will visit you with His power. God will visit you with His power in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God's visitation will make a difference in your life. God's visitation will make you to be confident. God's visitation will make you to be bold. Pray for God's visitation in your life tonight. Pray for God's visitation in your life. God's power in your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we pray that, Lord, you will visit our life. You will visit my life with your power and glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, I pray tonight that, Lord, you will visit my life with your power and your glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I need your power in my life. I need your power in my life, in my family. Lord God, we need your power in our church. Lord God, we need your power, Lord, in our houses. Lord God, we ask and God will pray that, Lord, you will visit us with your power and glory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And lastly, we're going to pray. Say, remove my name from the list of failure this year. Remove my name from the list of failure this year. Prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Just like know that some will fail, but we will not fail. And I'd like us to begin to pray that God Almighty will blot away our names, heart of failures, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, remove my name from the list of failure. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask and God, I pray that my name is blotted out. My name is removed from failures. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the 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 name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, I ask and God, I pray. Lord, remove my name from the book of failure. I will not fail. I refuse to fail. I will not fail in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I will not fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I refuse to fail. I will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. Likablodo ikelia lebra degedere bo chakata regedere bo kozekata ragabababa. Father, Lord God, I ask and God, I pray. I will not fail. I refuse to fail in the name of Jesus. My name is removed from people that would fail in the name of the Lord Jesus. Paraventure, if there's anyone that will fail, Lord God, I will not fail in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, no member of our church will fail in the name of
Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give God praise? Today is the first day in the month of August. Let's thank him and appreciate him. Don't be casual in the presence of the Lord. Lift your hands to heaven and give God praise and glory and honor. Appreciate Him. Give Him praise. Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven. Opportunity to pray, to worship, or to praise God. Don't take it casual. Don't take it casual. And ushers, when we are worshiping God, avoid unnecessary distractions, please. It's a time, it's a special period. Whenever you have the opportunity to worship this God, because we are debtors, we owe Him so much. Don't be carried away. Don't let your mind stray away. Just focus so that you can carry His presence. We'll just sing again, just once or twice, and then we'll go further to pray. Just go ahead and thank Him again. Appreciate Him for all He has done for you. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor. Appreciate him. Give him all the praise. Thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Somebody blessed by the word that we heard today and the prayer sessions already? Can your clap be bigger? Can it be bigger and bigger and bigger? If you are blessed as I'm blessed. If you are a carrier of God's presence, you are made. If anywhere you go, men can see God's presence with you, you are made. Because with God's presence, everything that you can ever think of, you have it. Tomorrow we'll be looking at, amongst other things, the benefits of carrying the presence of God. The reason why many struggle in life is because they don't have His presence. He's not going with them. On the day you begin to carry God's presence, things will become very easy for you. My prayer for you today is that in this month of August, the presence of God will be very visible in every area of your life in Jesus' name. You will carry God's presence everywhere you go in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? Nowhere in this world are they going to reject you ever again in Jesus' name. We'll continue in our prayers tonight and say, oh Lord, sweep away our oppressors with your broom of destruction in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, sweep away every oppressor. Oppressor of my life, oppressor of my marriage, oppressor of my destiny. Sweep them away with your broom. Anyone oppressing me, anyone that doesn't want the glory of God to be seen upon my life, sweep them away. Sweep away every oppressor. Sweep away everyone that wants to oppress me, that wants to hinder me. I want to yomi lenu baba, yo won lenu. I want to yomi lenu baba, yo won lenu. I want to yomi lenu baba, yo won lenu. I want to yomi lenu baba, yo won lenu. I want to ni mi lara baba, ni won lara o. I want to ni mi lara baba, ni won lara o. I want to ni mi lara baba. Ni won lara o, I want to ni mi lara baba. Sweep them away. Everyone that does not want the glory of God to appear in my life, anyone that doesn't want me to share my testimony, sweep away the oppressor of my life with your broom of fire. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, launch me into my enviable future this month of August. Oh Lord, launch me into my enviable future this month of August. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Launch me to my enviable future. Father, launch my life into an enviable future. Open me up to that future. Open me up to my future. Pray, 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 pray. Father, open me up to my future. From this month. 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 Open me up to my enviable future. Shilekunwa yomi. Baba, Shilekunwa yomi. In Jesus' name we are praying. You will say, Father, empower me for exploits in this month of August. I want to do exploits. Oh God, empower me for exploits in this month of August. Lift your voice and pray. Father, empower me for exploits in business, in marriage, in career. Empower me for exploits. 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 I must do exploits. I want to do exploits. I must do exploits. I want to do exploits. I must do exploits. Pray. Father, give me the grace to do exploits. Equip me to do exploits. What my father could not achieve, I will achieve it. What took others 20 years, Father, within just 2 weeks, I'm achieving it. Father, let me do exploits. This month must open up for me unto exploits. This month must open up to me unto exploits. This month must open up to me unto exploits. I want to do exploits. I want to achieve the unusual. I want to do the incredible. I want to do the impossible. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19, he said, I will give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the wicked, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We are going to pray. One of the major benefits of the divine presence of God is his protection and guidance. We are going to pray and say, Father, throughout this month and the rest of 2019, Father, protect me. Father, preserve my life. Father, protect my life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I decree protection for myself, for my family, for my husband, for my wife, for my father, for my children, for every member of this commission. Father, protect us, preserve us, keep us from dangers, keep us from destructions, keep us from destroyers. No evil shall befall us, no accident, no evil report, no evil report. We forbid evil reports. We forbid evil reports. We forbid evil reports. Evil reports will never be my portion this month. I will not hear bad news. They will not send bad news to me. I will not send bad news out. They will not send bad news to me. I will not send bad news out. They will not send bad news to me. I will not send bad news out. They will not send bad news to me. I will not send bad news out. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, Father, empower me to be a soul winner. In this month of August, Father, give us the grace. Father, give me the grace to be a soul winner in this month of August. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Make me a man of influence. make me a woman of influence. Cause me to win souls. As I come across people, let me invite them to Jesus. As I come across people, let me invite them to Jesus. As I come across people, let me invite them to Jesus. Make a soul winner out of my life this year, this month of August. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, take my spiritual life to a new level this month. Take my spiritual life to a higher height this month. Lift your voice and pray. New height. New zeal to study the word. New zeal to pray. New zeal to wake up in the night to pray. New zeal for my quiet time early in the morning. New zeal to study, to read. Father, let me burn for you this month. Let my spiritual life be reawakened. Let my spiritual life be resuscitated. Let my spiritual life go to a new level this month. Let my spiritual life progress this month. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, cause every soul that will be won this month to be established. Establish them, O God. Establish them, O God. Lift your voice and begin to pray. As many souls, male or female, boy or girl, that we will invite, that we will speak to, those that will see our banners, our posters, our handbills, Father, cause them to be established in the faith. Father, cause them to be established in the faith. Father, cause them to be established in the faith. Father, cause them to be established in the faith. Cause their heart to pant after you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, in this month of August and beyond, the gates of hell will not prevail over your church. Impact House, lift your voice and begin to pray. The gates of hell shall not prevail over your church. This month of August, the gates of hell shall not prevail. The strategy of the wicked shall not prevail. The agenda of hell shall not prevail. The plan of the wicked shall not prevail over our lives, over your church, over our members, over those who have traveled. The gates of hell shall not prevail over this church. The scheme of the wicked shall not prevail. The plan of the wicked shall not come to pass. Their plan shall fail. Their intention shall come to naught. He frustrated the tokens of liars and he made diviners mad. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, give us brand new testimonies. He says he will give us our daily bread. You will say, Father, give us brand new testimonies. In this month of August, unusual testimonies, unusual miracles. Lift your voice and pray. Brand new testimonies, brand new miracles from the young, from the old, from the students, from the married. Brand new testimonies, brand new miracles, brand new testimonies, brand new miracles, brand new testimonies, brand new miracles, brand new testimonies, brand new miracles. Father, give to us brand new testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I will give you about 2 minutes to speak to God on some specific things you want to launch out with in this first day of the month. And I know that the Lord will bless you as you pray in Jesus' name. Shall we go ahead and thank him for tonight? Let's give him all the praise. Let's appreciate him. Let's exalt him. Let's praise him. He's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be magnified. Thank you, Father. You are worthy. 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 Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You have started this month with the Lord, and I decree in the name of Jesus that the presence of the Lord will go with you all through this month and beyond in the name of Jesus. The presence of the Lord will make all the difference in your life in the name of Jesus. This month, you will not be disappointed. This month, you will not be frustrated. This month, you will not know shame or sorrow. Every area of your life this month, you will experience God's power in the name of Jesus. Every area of your life this month, you will experience God's power in the name of Jesus. Shame will not be your portion. Untimely death will not be your portion. Your obituary will not come out this month in Jesus' name. What you have been pursuing from January to July, this month of August, God will put it in your two hands. What you have been pursuing from January to July, in the first week of August, God will put it in your two hands. You will not be put to shame. 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 In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. Your family is blessed. Your vocation is blessed. Your studies is blessed. Everything about your life is blessed. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.